Hi, it's Dwyer, gamblersadvisory.com, dwyersportsbetting.com. Today is July the 6th, 2017. Remember, the opinion you should follow should be your own. Just consider this video to be a second opinion from a complete stranger online. Let me just say this, and I don't say this lightly. The biggest story in boxing right now is not the aftermath of Manny Pacquiao versus Jeff Horn, right? Understand that fight has happened. That fight was close. The challenger won the title. I understand Manny's upset. The way to remedy that is to either fight the rematch, right? Or to fight others either in the division or outside the division. If Manny has to work on a part of his game, in my opinion, it's how he handles defeats, right? I know some here online are saying that that fight was a robbery. I don't know what fight they were watching. I can tell you there were moments in that fight where I saw Jeff Horn on his front foot roughing up Manny, who's gonna be in some close fights, right? This is not the first close fight Manny's had because Manny is a bit too left-hand dominant. Right? Manny doesn't have really a great right hand. He's a one-handed fighter, and he's a little undersized. So you're going to have fights where opponents are able to walk through that right hand, right? They'll be able to avoid getting hit too flush with the left hand. They're going to unveil their offense, and some judges are going to be impressed. Right, so let's move away from the Manny Pacquiao fight back to championship boxing. Right, I'm just telling you the biggest story right now in the sport is the fact that cruiserweight champion Oleksandr Usyk has joined what is a single elimination tournament, the WBSS, the World Boxing Super Series. And it's a tournament that already involves, right? Before Usyk, the WBO champion joined. It already involves the WBC champion, Maris Bredas, the IBF champion, Murat Gassiev, and the WBA champion, Junior Dorticos. Right, folks? Understand what's at stake here. All four guys I've just named who have belts at cruiserweight are unbeaten. Each of them believes that they're going to win the tournament. They're putting it all on the line. This is not the Super Six at 168. That was double elimination. Folks, here, it's single elimination. Understand, if any of these four guys lose, and mathematically only one can stand atop the division after a single elimination tournament, it'll be their first loss of their careers. Now, let me just say, even more is involved here. Because right now, in heavyweights, I hope you're listening. Right now, I believe that Oleksandr Usyk, who I expect to win this tournament, but he might not. Right? If anyone's going to beat him, it's going to be these opponents. I believe Oleksandr Usyk, if he wants it, and he doesn't right now, could go to the heavyweight division and beat, let's call him out, Deontay Wilder, right? In my opinion, two hands beat one hand, right? Let me just say this too, before I continue. I know many of you are really obsessed with size, right? You need to understand that some of these weight divisions are an illusion, right? Wasn't that cruiserweight? He has a title at cruiserweight. Tony Bellew beating David Haye in a heavyweight title fight? not a heavyweight title fight, but a heavyweight fight. Right? Understand, these cruisers are bigger than you think. Did you know that Usyk is 6'3"? Did you know that Gassius is 6'3"? I believe Dorticos is at least 6'3". These are big men. Only the good Lord knows how they get down to 200 for the weigh-in. But these are big men. Understand, these guys are bigger than Rocky Marciano was. Right? These are big men. They're bigger than Ezra Charles was. They're taller than Sonny Liston was. Right? Maris Bredas is really the small guy in all of this. He's the more traditional cruiserweight, and he's a six-footer. Right? I personally don't believe that many of the elite fighters would be able to compete against these guys. I don't. I think Usyk beats Wilder. I think Usyk beats Anthony Joshua. Now, I know many people are going to say, oh, you got to be kidding, and stuff like that. Let's remember, Usyk also is a gold medalist at the Olympics. But I'm not sure, even though I think he wins this tournament, if he wins this tournament, right? Understand, the stakes are so big, there's pressure on Denis Lebedev, the WBA champion, WBA super champion. You know how they've split up these divisions. Who's already lost to Gassiev, right? And really, let's be real here. Lebedev's only real loss, right? Because officially, he supposedly lost to Marco Huck. I don't know who could have scored that fight for Huck. There's pressure on him to join this single elimination tournament. Now, let me just say, when you look at boxers, right, I believe you need to ask yourself in judging them, right, how do they avoid being hit? Right, I just saw Shane Mosley's son fight, and I didn't see him avoid getting hit, right? I know he's a young guy. I, right now, think he needs to completely revamp his game to be competitive at a world-class level. Now, with these guys, I'm just telling you that the elite fighters work angles. They have the kind of timing to know how to deal with distance. They aren't all the way in the pocket. They're on the outskirts of the pocket, and they figured out how to operate at angles where you can't hit them with your A punch, but they can hit you. Right? They've also figured out how to be a little bit different. In other words, they're not coming in with some orthodox offense that you can prepare for, that your sparring partner can imitate. No, what I've found with the elite fighters is they have punches coming in at unexpected angles. I want you to look at the Usyk highlights. I have them in my favorites folder. I also have Gassiev highlights in my favorites folder. Bredas highlights in my favorites folder here. Dorticos highlights in my favorites folder here. So you're going to find out that these guys have different styles. Right? I would say Usyk, that's a name you need to know. He has to be, in my opinion, on your top five of the best fighters in the sport, pound for pound. Right? Now, I'm a fan of Manny Pacquiao, who I consider to be one of the dominant athletes of his generation. But understand, just from a boxing skill perspective, not an athletic perspective, even though Usyk's a great athlete, not an athletic perspective where we're just looking at hand speed and fast feet, but from a boxing skill perspective, in other words, craftsmanship, the ability to come in, pick angles, neutralize what an opponent is doing. Right? Understand Manny Pacquiao isn't there with Usyk. You're talking about a different skill level. Right? Usyk is a guy who, when you look at the highlights, you're going to notice he's on the outskirts of the pocket. He's calm. That's another trait that I've noticed with great fighters. They're calm. They're reading you. They're what I used to call adaptive reactive. And Usyk will be there on the outskirts of the pocket where he can't be hit. And then he comes in with the big punch, and the big punch is at some odd angle where he has leaned into the shot. The punch has leverage, and he can take you out with it. Let's talk about Dorticos. Higher volume than Usyk, right? Higher volume. But you're going to notice that this is a tall guy who knows how to use length. In other words, he's not in the pocket trading with you. He's a little bit outside of the pocket using his physical gifts. He's hitting you with a jab from long distance. After he opens the door with the jab, when he steps inside and he then starts trading with you, there's a method to the madness. You're going to notice that he's able to tuck uppercuts into his combinations. And he's also a hellacious body puncher. Let me talk about Gassiev, who's interesting, because he's 23 years old. Right? As I've said, he's already beaten Denis Lebedev. And one of those moves that can only happen in boxing. Lebedev goes into the fight with two titles. Somehow, someone's going to have to explain this one to me. Somehow, the guy with two titles was able to only put one at risk. Right? So think about it. You have a ridiculous situation where the title holder gets beaten by a contender, but only wins one of the title holder's two belts. Well, let me just say this about Gassiev. In boxing, you have some nicknames that are sacred, that you need to have big game to even think about using the nickname in a professional prize fight. One of them is Sugar, right? There's Sugar Ray Robinson. There's Sugar Ray Leonard. There's even Sugar Shane Mosley, right? Of those three, by the way, I think Robinson would get the top vote if you had one vote to give, one man's opinion. He'd get my vote for the best Sugar of all time. But let's just say Sugar's a sacred name. Another is Hitman. Right? Thomas the Hitman Hearns makes the name. Ricky the Hitman Hatton borrows the name, but does it some justice. Don't get me wrong, from this seat, Hatton in his prime was no Thomas Hearns who knocked out Roberto Duran. But he was a hitman, right? You could say, okay, you know, just like Shane Mosley with the word sugar, you could look at his game and say, all right, I'll accept this. Ricky Hatton with the name Hitman, you could look at that and say, all right, I'll accept this. Well, understand, there was a Hall of Fame football player in the United States, American football, one of the best ever at his position. He's still around. He's a football commentator now. They called him Iron Mike Ditka. Right? Iron Mike Ditka. Then along came Mike Tyson. And Tyson was so good that they took the name Iron, right? Which referred to an NFL Hall of Famer. And they placed it on Mike Tyson. So Mike Tyson became Iron Mike Tyson. By the way, when I say they, I'm not talking about some marketing guy in the guy's corner. No, I'm talking about boxing reporters, right? Guys watching the sport, they say, man, this guy is so tough. We're going to give him the name Iron. Well, right now, let me just say, Murat Gassiev at 23 is called Iron. That's his nickname. The guy has earned it. He's unbeaten. As I said earlier, he beat Denis Lebedev. Very high KO ratio, right? You can't be Iron. You can't have the same nickname as Mike Tyson if you're not knocking people out. Right? That just wouldn't work. This guy does the name Iron Justice. Great body puncher. Great body puncher. Has more hand speed than you think he would have. Right? Deceptively quick hands at times. Kind of like Canelo. Where you're seeing the guy, he's going in third gear. Suddenly you notice there's a fourth gear. Right? Now, I would argue, and we have to make tough decisions here, tough calls. And I could be proven wrong. Fortunately, that will happen in the ring. Because these guys have all signed up for this single elimination tournament at Cruiserweight. Perhaps the deepest division in boxing. Right? I would argue that Gassiev fights too upright. To me, he's a bit too much like Anthony Joshua. And you know what that means? That means I believe he loses to Dordogos, Usyk, and Maris Bredas. But understand, he's in the tournament, unbeaten, putting it on the line. He feels he's the best. He's prepared to try to prove it against the best. I tip my hat if he wins this tournament. I'll be here online saying, man, I was wrong about him. But right now, I'm seeing a lot of courage, a lot of punching power, a lot of great body punching power, two-handed attack. Who's in over his head because his legs and spacing aren't as good to me as Usyk's, Dordogos, or Maris Bredas. Now let's talk about Bredas. You know, Bredas ventured up to heavyweight. Fought Manuel Char. Damn good heavyweight. Guy who fought Vitaly Klitschko. Right, folks? That knockout is one of the best here on YouTube. Bredas is just too fluid. Great center of gravity. Perhaps the best movement of any guy in this tournament. Right? Nose balance. Two-handed. Advanced. Now let me use his name because I think he has the second best chance to win this tournament. You've heard me talk about how Dordogos hits guys with jabs from distance on the outskirts of the pocket. You cannot hit Maris Bredas on a regular basis with a jab because he simply moves too well. Right? This is a fighter who, it's a three-dimensional game. He's calm. He moves around the ring extremely well. He has power. He has balance. He's too smart to be in the pocket long enough to get hit with jabs. Right? He has all of the tools. I believe this guy could beat some of the heavyweight champs out there. Right? I just don't know how an Anthony Joshua, and I know people are going to say, hey, you're dissing Joshua. Okay, whatever. I just don't know how an Anthony Joshua would be able to find this guy in the ring. Right? And Bredas is the kind of guy who would certainly find him. In other words, he's just too fluid for bigger, clunky men. His problem is a size problem. right? The other guys, they're 6'3 and up, right? This is the guy who, around Andre Ward size, right, but heavier, right, is literally the traditional cruiserweight, dealing in the new world of giants. It's because he's so blessed. By the way, he's unbeaten. He is a WBC champ at cruiser. It's because he's so blessed with boxing ability, right, that I feel that if I had to handicap this tournament, I'd make Usyk the favorite. I'd make Maris Bredas the runner-up. In other words, I think he presents a dynamic you cannot duplicate in camp. Right? Let me also say this too. I'm someone who believes that the public narrative is just the tip of the iceberg. That this fight had, this game, boxing, has some fighters out there who are spectacular, who the public in the United States, for example, might not know about, because the fighter's from a different country, because the fighter has fought overseas, because there are no dominant Americans in the division. The U.S. boxing media might overlook or write off the division, even when the division has some of the very best fighters in the sport. Right? If you were to tell me that you had Maris Bredas ranked in your top five, again, unbeaten WBC champion, he's so good, he's wandered outside his kingdom. What happened? He knocks out Manuel Char at heavyweight. If you were to tell me that you had Bredas in your top five pound for pound in the entire sport, I would not blink. I would look at you and I would think privately to myself, damn, this guy knows boxing. Or wow, this guy and I are on the same page. So look, I know right now, the media is all caught up in a tizzy over Manny Pacquiao's loss to Jeff Horn, right? I know there are people on both sides of the issue, right? Jeff Fennec, Danny Green feel that Jeff Horn won, right? Freddie Roach, Bob Arum feel that it was a close fight, right? Teddy Atlas, Stephen A. Smith feel that it was a robbery. Okay, great. Welcome to boxing. The bottom line, though, is, in my opinion, right, Manny Pacquiao couldn't close the door against Jeff Horn. Look at that 12th round. Freddie Roach said he wanted another round like the 9th. Freddie would not have said that if his guy was up 7-1 going into the 9th round. Right? All I'm saying is, while the world gets distracted by that post-fight aftermath, and keep in mind, there's a rematch clause, right? This might all be marketing by someone. Hey, the first fight generated a lot of controversy. Let's fan the flames of even more controversy so when that second fight tips off, the arena's really packed. We got a really big crowd. Okay, who knows what's going on? But don't lose track, in my opinion, of the other compelling storylines in boxing. I'm just telling you, you're going to be very hard pressed, to find a division as loaded right now as the cruiserweight division, with as many unbeaten champions, with this level of skill, signing up for a single elimination tournament. Folks, that's must-watch TV. That's this sport at its best. Let me applaud Maris Bredas, the WBC champ. Let me applaud Junior Dorticos, the WBA champ. Let me applaud Oxlander Usyk, the WBO champ. Let me applaud Murat Gassiev, the IBF champ, for signing up for this tournament. Wow. What a show. It's the World Boxing Super Series. I'm just telling you, as that series tips off, if you're really into boxing, you need to keep an eye on the cruiserweight fights. And let me just say, regardless of who wins this, if these guys give in to nature, right? 6'3", 200, how long's that going to last? I know there were a lot of guys in their early 30s looking at this video thinking, 6'3", 200, these guys are eventually going to be heavyweights. Scout these guys now. Analyze these guys now, because I'm just telling you, if these guys graduate to the heavyweight division, none of the existing champions are safe. That's how I see it. Let me hear from you. I hope you leave your comments in the comment section to this video. Thanks for stopping by.